failed to announce the wedding shower. Is it this Saturday? Monday. It's Monday. At New Hope. At 6. Right? Am I right? All right. We're going to sing one more. Y'all want to sing one more? Turn in the front of your red book in the cover. You ever sung the cover before? I think it's still in the cover, ain't it?
Should be.
Let me get plugged. Let me just set. Let's sing in D, right? B, G, C, and D.
G, C, and D. No minors.
No minors. Stick to the majors.
Stick to the majors.
Majors carpet. It says the one thing I know.
You stay, stand this way.
That's perfect.
That works. You good?
Yep.
Hey, y'all fly away.
Love back for me when your life is over.
Me and Randy's had a good time working together. We've had about 50 sermons, I guess, throughout 3 days. And I asked him if he wanted to quit preaching to me and preach to you all maybe tonight. So I've invited Brother Randy to come and share the word with us tonight. So Brother Randy, are you going to be running around everywhere? If he stays put, Leticia, can he stay with, does he need this? Shoot him if he moves.
I told Steve, I said, will it be all right if I don't wear a tie, suit and tie, because I didn't bring one with me.
It's not okay.
It's not, well, you take that up with the Lord then, all right? It is good to be with you tonight. And I told him, I said, I just preached here not long ago. And he said, no, that was been 4 or 5 months ago. And he said, most of these people wasn't here anyway, so... It's back in January, I think he said it was. So, anyway, I've got some things that I want to share with you tonight. Joshua chapter 1, we'll be reading a few verses there. We're living in unusual times. Every time I talk to someone, that seems like that's what the topic comes down to, is the day we live in and the things we deal with. And I think we'd all agree we're living in some different times than we've ever lived before. Have in my life anyway, facing things that I never thought we'd ever face and doing things I didn't think we'd ever do. Steve and I were out today. We was going to go get a bite to eat and some lunch. I said, I'm getting hungry. It's about 1 o'clock. I said, I'm quitting if we don't get something to eat. So we had it. I said, I don't care where we go. So we went up, I forgot where we went, up here, one of the fast food places, and pulled up, and the windows was the doors were shut, couldn't get in but the drive-thru. And he said, I'm not eating in the car. I want to go sit down somewhere. So we went two or three places, and we couldn't find anything that was open to go in and sit down. And I never thought I'd ever see the day you couldn't buy a burger or something by going in, but you can buy them through the drive-thru. But we are living in different days, different times than I've ever seen before. So tonight, let's look in Joshua chapter 1. And I want us to think about when we face uncertain times. And this is not anything new. In our life, we're facing some new things. But this has been going on for years and centuries, ever since man's created. There comes a point, and I believe in life, for most people anyway, they face things they've never faced before. And we all do in different ways. And I think we'd all agree, some point in our lives, I've heard my grandparents talk about things they had to deal with as before I was ever even old enough to know what's going on. But I didn't have to deal with them. But now I'm at a point in my life, I'm having to deal with things I've never dealt with before. I'm facing things I've never faced before in a lot of different ways. And I think we all do. We all deal and face things in our lives that we thought we never would have to deal with, never have to face. And so tonight, Joshua chapter 1, it says in verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, rise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of thy foot shall tread upon, that I have given to you, as I said unto Moses. Now, Joshua had been with Moses. I believe he trained under Moses. And you ever do that? You work with somebody, you're at your job or something, you was trained by them, and you think, boy, this is going to be a life experience. And something happens to that person, they're no longer there, and you feel lost without them, don't you? There's things, people that's been in my life, and I turn around and they're not there anymore. And there's certain times I don't know how to deal with it. I've had to adjust my living because they're no longer there. I know a little over a year ago, Debbie, my wife, her mother passed away from cancer. That was an adjustment for us because our family depended on her mother more than we thought we did. For her dad, if nothing else. Man, what a handful now. But we don't realize, and we get to a point in our life, we're not expecting uncertain times and things that we wasn't prepared for, maybe. And now Joshua, you know, I believe God was preparing him along the way. God was getting him ready because he knew what he was going to ask him to do. But now he says, Moses is gone. And I don't know if Joshua was really prepared like he thought he would be or not. But he was facing some things maybe he wasn't expecting to face the way it was going to happen. But he told him what to do, and he told him, he says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon that I have given to you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. And that's going to be the borders. He was describing the land that was promised to Moses, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and so forth. And now Joshua's there. You know, he's there. He had followed. He'd been with Moses. He was one of those that had made the journey. And now they're at the promised land. But Moses isn't with him. Now he is to lead the people. What an undertaking to be with this multitude, this mass group of people, to bring them that far, spend that much time with them, and now they get to that land and Joshua is told that you're going to finish up the job. You're going to take them on in. Now, I don't know if he was really prepared for this or not, but look what God told him. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Now, I don't know if you've ever faced some unexpected experiences or things that you wasn't sure about, things you were getting ready to face. And somebody told you, they say, well, just don't worry about it. That's easy to say, but sometimes that's not easy to receive. Because what is human nature when you face things you don't know what to do? You worry about it. My mom, I believe she went to school and to college and overtime to learn how to worry because she can worry for the whole world. I tell her, Mom, just don't worry about it. I can't help it. And not only does she worry about it, she sits and cries about it too. I'll call her and I'll talk to her on the phone. I know better than to ask her how things are. Boy, she'll start in on me. And I can't even talk to her. I said, when you get done, call me back and we'll talk. But we face things that we're not expecting at times, uncertain things, not knowing the end results. That's easy to say, just don't worry about it. Well, it's easy if you know what the end result is, isn't it? If you could make a call and get on the computer or something and find out what the end results of whatever you're going to be facing in the days ahead, that'd make it a whole lot easier, wouldn't it? But we don't know what the future holds. Moses or Joshua was here and God was telling him, no one's going to be able to stand against you. And you think Joshua knew that, believed that? I believe he did. You say, well, how come you believe that he could trust God? Let's go back in Numbers. Numbers chapter 13, I'm not going to read all this because it's two chapters here that covers a lot of this. But read chapter 13 and chapter 14. This is where God told Moses, said, choose a man from every tribe, one guy from every tribe. And I want these 12 men to go to this place I've got waiting for them. I want them to go and spy out the land, look at the land, see if it's not what I told you. And so they did. They got these 12 guys together. They sent them off to the land. They looked at it, and they come back, and they began to report. If you read chapter 13, they give the report from 10 of those guys. And in chapter 14, we get the report from Joshua and Caleb. And chapter 14, verse 6, says, Joshua the son of Nun, Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, they rent their clothes. They was two of the guys that went to that land. They saw what was there. They came back to report back what they saw. It says, they rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it, it's exceedingly good land. Man, it's a nice place. I've seen some good farms. I've seen some nice farms. Like, you go out west. I was up in Illinois a few weeks ago. And man, there's some beautiful farms up there. As far as you can see, flat ground. Miles and miles of wheat and grass. And then you travel a little farther, and they were putting out corn. Beautiful land. But this land, I believe, is even better than that. God had the best waiting for His people. And so Joshua was reporting back, it's a good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and He will give it to us. He says, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Now, they was told that. They said, God told them, a land flowing with milk and honey. It's there. It's waiting. All you got to do is go take it. So these 12 guys go, and they report back, and 10 of them say, man, there ain't no way we can get there. There's too many people. And they had every excuse in the book. They couldn't see what God could see. What's it take to try to believe in God? It takes faith, don't it? Isn't that what faith is all about? Believing in something you can't see, but trusting that God will take you through it and be there for us. And so Joshua said, we can do this. God said we can take it. It's there exactly. What made Joshua and Caleb believe that they could take the land? I believe because God described the land before they went, told them what it would be, and they went there and they saw it and it was exactly what He said. That makes it to where you can believe it. Now, if he had said, God had said, there's a land up there, just go check it out and come back, and if you want it, it's there, it would have been a different story. But he described it to them and told them about it. And they went, Joshua said, yeah, it's there. I believe God, I trust God, and we can take the land. But they didn't do it. So it cost them some things. But we see that Joshua, God was preparing Joshua, even then, preparing him for the time he was going to use him in a greater way. And God wants to do the same for you and I in our lives. There's things that he wants for us somewhere in the future, but he can only get us there by using us today. And we have to trust and believe him. And we can't see what tomorrow holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I believe if we'll follow Jesus and follow God, we'll get where he wants us to be. And the place he wants us to be is unlike any place we've ever been before, I believe. Steve, I've been to a lot of places, a lot of beautiful places, and some not so beautiful. But I still believe God's got some things for us to do while we're here. And some places for us to go. Where those are, I don't know. What it is, I don't know. But we have to trust God. We have to believe that he's in control of everything. I know we are facing some times we've never faced before. We're seeing things we've never seen before. But God hadn't changed. He's still the same. We have to believe that he will guide and direct our paths as we go through this life. And you know what? When he's done with us, you know what the best part is? He takes us to glory. So as God's people, we need to follow him and trust him as we go through this life. Later in Numbers chapter 27, God talked to Moses, and he told him what he wanted him to do. And so verse 22 of chapter 27, Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. He laid hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hands of Moses. God was wanting to use Joshua more and more and more as Joshua began to grow. And we see here that he set him apart for a specific cause to use him for his glory. And he wants to use each and every one of us tonight in his work, whatever it may be. I don't know what God wants you to do. Whatever it is, we need to follow his will and serve him. We're here for one reason, and that's to serve God. And to share the gospel with the lost and dying world. There's a lot of different ways we can do that. But the main thing is we follow the leadership of God. I believe Joshua did. I believe he followed, he worked, and he served his Heavenly Father. Along with Moses, getting the people to that promised land. So that they could see what he had seen. I can only imagine Joshua when he came back excited because it was what God said it was. And trying to convince those people, you know, there's things in this world I have seen. And there's tools. I'm a tool guy. I love tools. Some of you know that. Something new comes out, and the first thing I want to do is I want to show everybody. Man, this is the greatest tool that's ever been invented. Some of you must be grinning like you look just like me. I get excited about it. But you know what's more exciting? When I get a chance to tell people about the Lord and what waits for those that will trust and believe him. There's a place I've never seen. I'm not like Joshua. I haven't seen heaven yet. I've read a little bit about it, but I believe it's there. Whether I've seen it or not, I've read enough, and I believe that God has told me the truth about heaven. And I can't wait to get there. I'm excited, you know, because of what I read about and what I hear about. Especially that no more aches and pains. Amen. Joshua had got to that land with the people, God told him in verse number 6. He said, "Now, Joshua, you've got to be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land." He had a great responsibility on his shoulders after he got there. A lot of things he had to do and be responsible of doing it correctly. He said, "You're going to divide the land for an inheritance, which I swear unto their fathers to give them." These were promises given back when he began with Abraham. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee." We've got to be strong to be able to do what God asks us to do. To be able to face uncertain times, we're going to have to be strong in the Lord. We're going to have to be courageous, as he told Moses. You're going to have some courage. You've got to trust God to take care of these things. He said there, the latter part of verse 7, he says, "Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest." You know, a lot of Christians today and a lot of God's people today, that's what's happened to them. They've got sidetracked. They're focusing on what's on the right, what's on the left, and they get distracted so easy. But my friend, we have to stay focused on God. He told Joshua, "Don't pay attention to what's around you. Stay focused on what I need you to do." And you and I, as God's people today, we have to stay focused on what we're here for. And that's to tell people about Jesus. That's what we're to do while we're here. Don't get distracted. Too many churches and too many of God's people have lost sight of what they're here for. They're looking over here, what others are doing, or over here and what the world's doing, trying to please them as they go through life. And that'll never work. We have to stay focused. God said, "Don't look off to the right or to the left, so that you can prosper." You know, prospering for us today, what would be us prospering as God's people? Seeing this building filled up. Seeing Danville won to Christ. Seeing Kentucky, everyone come to know the Lord. That's prosperity for God's people. And so he said there, to do this, you got to be strong. He said in verse 8, he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." For you and I today, to be able to face uncertain times, you know, one of the best things that we can do is get in the Word. When we face things we don't know how to deal with, I've been through things in my life. There was no one could help outside of the Lord. All I knew to do was get in the Word. God's Word will help us when we face uncertain times. And he told Joshua there, he says, meditate therein day and night. Continually. We didn't get as much work done today because it's just me and Steve for about half the day, and all we want to do is preach at each other. That's fine. That's where I learn. That's where I grow. That's where I get what I need to serve the Lord. And he says, that continues on, that thou mayest observe to do according to that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have success. As we serve the Lord and as we grow and as we do what he asks us to do, we're going to start seeing things happen. I really believe it. But we have to stay focused on God. And verse 9 says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage." This must have been important because he told him 3 times. Joshua, you're going to have to be strong. This ain't going to be easy. So apparently, Joshua, he was telling him, just buckle down and be ready. Because there's some uncertain times that you're going to face ahead. And you and I today, I'm just sharing you from God's Word. We need to be strong because we're going to start facing things we've never faced before in the days ahead. He said, be strong and of a good courage and be not afraid. Wow. A lot of Christians, I think, are scared to death. This last year, that's all I heard. Don't know what to do. Don't know. My friend, all I know to do is just trust the Lord and keep living for Him. Life isn't over. He said, be strong of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. You know what dismayed means? Plain and simple, don't worry. Trust me. He said, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, he was talking to Joshua here, but guess what? He's talking to you and I today. What we go through and where we go and what we face in this life, God says, I'll be with you every step of the way. And I really believe that. There ain't a doubt in my mind those things have happened. And when I don't know what to do and don't know where to turn, God tells me what I need to do. Follow Him. Trust Him. Don't get sidetracked with the things of this world. Don't lose focus on what we're supposed to do. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus called out those 12 apostles. They followed Him day and night for that time they were with Him. And then when He was crucified, they knew what they had been told what was going to happen. He was crucified, and they didn't know what to do. It was a time they didn't think they'd ever face, I believe. They thought Jesus was going to be there forever. But He was gone. And He come back before He ascended to heaven. He came back and He went to them, and they didn't believe Him. First He went to those women, and they reported to the guys, and they said, oh, no, it ain't true. And then Jesus showed up, and they didn't believe Him. Uncertain times, my friend, we have to trust Jesus. Every day of our lives, we have to believe and trust Him. Stay in the Word. Stay focused on what He wants us to do. And He said He'd be with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. No matter what. So what do? We know we face uncertain times. We know we're going to face things we've never faced before. We are now. And my friend, it's not over. As long as we're here, we're going to face some more uncertain times. I really believe that. So what do? I'll leave you one more scripture and then I'll close. Go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. It says, my son, forget not my law. Let thine heart keep my commandments. Not who you are, not the physical part, but the spiritual. Let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now in verse number 5, it says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. It says, and lean not into thine own understanding. But my friend, ain't that what we want to do? Try to figure every detail out ourselves. It won't work. God said you have to trust me. Lean not thy own understanding. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. If we'll just trust Him, believe what He said. He said, I'll direct you where I need you to be. May not be where you want to go, but He says, where I need you to be. I've had things happen in my life that I go play and not expecting to go. And really at the time not understanding why I'm where I'm at. But then there's individuals that I come across that I get a chance to share the gospel with. I'll never forget, Steve was in, and I don't remember if it was in Lexington Hospital or Danville Hospital. One of the times he was in one of them. I visited him. And on my way out, I come across an individual, and I just started talking to him about the Lord. We never know how our past is going to be. We have to trust God, follow His leadership, acknowledge Him in all things, and He'll direct us and put us where we need to be. I really believe that. We never know. Joshua, before he was taken out, in Joshua chapter 24, he told the people. He sat them down, and I think he talked to them straight. He told them. He said, today, you're going to have to make a choice who you're going to serve. You can't keep playing at this. It won't work. You're either going to serve the things of this world or serve God. But Joshua said, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And I ask you tonight, even though you may be facing some uncertain times and things you don't know how to handle, who are you going to serve? The things of this world, or are you going to serve God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we can come to you, thankful for who you are in our lives, sending your Son to die for our sins. And we face things in our world every day of our lives, and maybe even more today than we have in the past, that we just don't know how to deal with them and don't know the answer to. But we know that we have to trust you and believe you for leadership and guidance. And trust you that everything is for your glory and your honor as we serve you. And I pray for each one here tonight, whatever each of us may be dealing with in our own lives, that we'll just continue to stay focused on you, continue to trust you, to continue to serve you in the days ahead. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.